He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the February 27th. Tomorrow is the last day of February. Wow, where is this year going? It is February the 27th, and it's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we are in correction mode. I wouldn't call it correction mode. That's too harsh. I would call it a little bit of profit taking, a little bit of pullback mode. I looked at a lot of the leading stocks yesterday, sent out some live alerts about many of the leading stocks right now are pulling back a little bit, which there's nothing unusual about that, but I'm at the same time, I have four very big winners here today that I can't wait to get to a little bit later in the show. Right now, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 79 points. Yesterday, it was what? Down 34. But we're down just 0.3%. We're at 25,979, just under 26,000 once again. On the S&P 500, we're down 8 points. That's also 0.3%, and that puts the S&P at 2785. The NASDAQ also down 0.3%. That seems to be the magic number. You got a little bit of political turmoil here in the markets today. NASDAQ down 24, 75, 25. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index is up. Go figure. It's up 1.5 points. It's up 10 basis points. Crude oil's up $1.11. That's a 2% move on crude oil. And we've got gold down 460 to 1323. Silver down 13 cents to 1570. And the 10-year moving up today, 2.67. It's up 4 basis points. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting live again today from Charleston, South Carolina. I begin the day with 726 B-plus or better ranked stocks. We began the week with 860. And I've been saying, you know, that's a high number. That's a little overheated there. That's running a little hot. We may have a little pullback here. Well, now we're down to 726 B-plus stocks. That's still running a little hot. We may need just a little bit more of a pullback here in some of these leading stocks that have been on a tear since the day after Christmas. I normally average about 300 to 400 such stocks in my database of almost 5,100 now. But today I've got 726. We do have quite a bit going on. There's a heavy, heavy day of earnings reports. We got a lot of earnings to go through. I could feature 4 or 5 stocks easily today. I'll try to get a couple in anyways. I have 4 of the biggest winners in the market here today, including Palo Alto Networks, Planet Fitness, Lowe's, and CoStar Group, that stock is in some of my ultra growth buy and hold portfolios. Yesterday, we had the market kind of all over the place. In the end, we had the Dow down about 30 points yesterday. We had Chairman Powell, the Fed chairman, testifying before Congress. That testimony will continue again today. We're hearing the same words out of his mouth. Besides doves flying out of his mouth, we keep hearing the word patient. We can be patient. The NASDAQ was down 5 yesterday. We're down a little bit more than that today. President Trump is in Hanoi, Vietnam, meeting with President or whatever he's called, the head honcho there in Korea, Kim Jong-un, in another historic meeting between them. In the meantime, we've got Michael Cohen getting ready to testify before Congress. Nothing worse than a scorned, hell hath no fury like a scorned attorney, and supposedly he's going to spill a lot of beans, if he can be trusted to spill correct beans. We'll see. There's some fireworks going on here today. Chairman Powell will continue his testimony. He is the Fed chairman, so a lot going on here in the markets today. Got the markets a little bit rattled, and we've had a huge run since the day after Christmas, so you're getting a little bit of pullback here in a lot of the leading stocks in the market. Well, the tensions also, I forgot there's one more. Let's not forget tensions escalating between India, a major economy in the world, and Pakistan, following the shooting down of two Indian jets. That's not good by India, and or by Pakistan, and a suicide bombing in Kashmir. So that's another troublesome spot in the world. Let's just take a look at the Indian stock market today and see how it is doing. That would be INF. It's IFN, I believe. IFN is down, just a little bit, 1/3% today. Global markets, they did better than our market. Hong Kong, China was actually up overnight 0.5%. Japan was up 0.5%. The European markets, however, down about 0.5%. Well, you know, here's news that goes underreported, in my opinion. You hear all of the hullabaloo and all of the trouble and the conflict going on. But at the same time, during President Trump's visit to Hanoi, Vietnam's Bamboo Airways and Vietjet Aviation signed deals to buy 110 aircraft from Boeing. Well, you know what? Look, if you're here in Charleston, or if you're up there in Seattle, how long does it take to build? How many people does that employ to build 110 aircraft? And of all places, one of the areas of the world that used to be one of the darkest places in the world, in Vietnam, and now here they are buying 110 aircraft from Boeing. That deal is worth more than $15 billion as the fast-growing companies, meaning Vietnam's Bamboo Airways and Vietjet, look to expand their operations. Imagine that. But again, that goes underreported, all right? Earlier this month, the FAA said Vietnam complied with international aviation standards, allowing Vietnamese carriers to fly to the United States for the first time, and code share with U.S. Airlines. Imagine on the runway of the tarmac of the Atlanta airport, a Bamboo airline from Vietnam or a Vietjet making a direct flight to Hanoi. Wow. Boeing also shows off an unmanned combat jet. Now, I don't know if that's going to be manned by a joystick with a 12-year-old in Kansas or not. Boeing has unveiled an unmanned fighter-like jet developed in Australia and designed to fly alongside Tom Cruise, right? Fly alongside crewed aircraft in combat for a fraction of the cost. Well, you also got a fraction of the risk also. You can't lose the 12-year-old in Kansas with the joystick. No, I'm sure it's some guy in some base somewhere that is controlling that aircraft. The U.S. plane maker, Boeing, hopes to sell the multi-role aircraft, which is 38 feet long and has a 2,000 nautical mile range, to customers around the world. So more good news for Boeing. You know, Boeing's been hitting new highs here recently, pulling back probably a little bit. No, another new high today. It's up $1.21 on this Vietnam news and news of their new unmanned aircraft. Well, will future wars be fought by joysticks? Maybe the video gaming industry will come in handy. After all, you do have to have nimble thumbs to control that stuff. Lowe's. Well, they're taking a bite out of Home Depot. You know, I prefer Lowe's. I don't know. I'm a Lowe's guy. I prefer it to Home Depot. It just seems a little more, not as much like a warehouse, you know. Maybe the floor's a little cleaner, maybe a little more organized. I don't know. Lowe's owns and operates 2,152 Lowe's and Orchard Home Improvement Supply stores. Lowe's is an $85 billion company headquartered in Mooresville, North Carolina. And of course, Home Depot headquartered in Atlanta. Lowe's is up today a little bit, about 1%. It was up 5%. But with the market being down today, it's Lowe's picked a bad day to report their earnings. They did beat by a penny. And it is a good report coming out of Lowe's, which I own in my growth and income portfolio. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Before we move on to the other stocks in the news today, let's just pause for a minute on Lowe's, L-O-W here, and see how it has treated investors over the years, this North Carolina-based company. Over the last 10 years, Lowe's, L-O-W, has delivered to its investors 23% per year returns. Are you happy with that? That's doubling your money every 3 years and a few months. And, of course, that's past track record. That's the batting average over the last 10 years. No guarantees going forward, but it has been a very shareholder friendly, have been very good to shareholders over the years. 23% average returns over the last 10 years. Now, you compare that versus the market, S&P 500, the S&P 500, 12.5%. So it's almost doubled the returns. That's called alpha. That difference between the returns of the stock and the returns of the market is considered alpha in this business, and we're all seeking alpha. Over the last 5 years, Lowe's has delivered an average annual return. Now, this includes their dividend, and right now the dividend yield on Lowe's is 1.8%. Over the last 5 years, Lowe's has delivered 19.7, while the market's delivered 7.3. So it's almost tripled the returns of the market over the last five-year comparable period of time. And over the last 3 years, Lowe's has delivered 17%. Now you can see the returns are decelerating somewhat. Well, that's because the earnings growth is also decelerating. But having said that, their earnings growth over the last 5 years has been 20% per year. That compares with Home Depot, which is also 20% per year. Isn't that funny how you've gotten almost 20% returns out of these two stocks over the last 5 years, which is comparable, almost equal to their earnings growth? Well, over the last year, Lowe's, L-O-W, up 12%, market down 6%. Performance grade of B+. When I compare Lowe's to the other 5,066 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in my database, it gets an A momentum grade. And from a valuation point of view, I have it with about 66% upside potential, $164 five-year target price. Overall, Lowe's is ranked at number 110 out of 5,066 stocks. When I combine valuation and the performance and relative strength there, which is part of that performance, Lowe's has actually been a better stock than Home Depot over the years. I own them both in my growth and income. Those are growth stocks that also pay a dividend. They're kind of past their prime growth years, but they're still growing at an above average rate versus most large caps out there. And in addition to this, they offer a dividend. And of course, if the stock goes down in price, the dividend yield goes up. And the theory is that dividend yield goes higher, that brings investors in to the company, which provides a little bit more stability, I would say, a dividend-paying stock probably has a little less volatility than a pure growth stock. Office Depot beats by a penny, revenue in line. You know, Office Depot has been a non-growth company for a long, long time. Although there has been somewhat of a turnaround, this stock got down to $1 per share in 2012. Then they've gone on a spurt here of earnings growth. Of course, they did merge with Staples. That helped their earnings growth, the two of them together. But Office Depot, you know, with all their stores countrywide, nationwide, that's only that's under $2 billion in market capitalization. The stock is now a $3.50 stock. I have no interest in Office Depot, ODP, which is headquartered in Boca Raton, Florida. I'll bet you didn't know that. Maybe you did. If you live in Boca Raton, I'm sure you realize that. Let's take a look at Best Buy. I do not own Best Buy. You know that electronics, consumer electronics space has been a death trap for many companies over the years. Who can remember, Circuit City? Who can remember Computer Comp USA? And the list goes on and on and on of electronic consumer companies that have gone down the tubes. It's pretty much all Best Buy now. Best Buy has the franchise now of consumer electronics along with other things. Best Buy actually is having a pretty good day. Best Buy today, what is it, BBY? Why am I doing BBUY? That used to be the symbol. BBY is up 15% today. Earnings growth over the last 5 years, 19%. Best Buy is headquartered in Richfield, Minnesota. A lot of good companies up there in Minnesota, home of Target also, and others, Travelers. Best Buy, been growing their earnings 19% per year. It is a $19 billion company. They do pay a pretty nice dividend yield of 2.6%. Let's see how Best Buy has performed over the years. I have owned Best Buy in the past. I don't own it currently. It's over the last 10 years, it's underperformed the market, 10.4% per year, market 12.5%, but it's had a good 3 to 5 year run, and then it's had a terrible 12-month period of time. So it's choppy. That's what I call choppy. It gets a performance grade of A-, not bad. Momentum grade of C+. I have a valuation on the shares, not too good, 60% upside potential. Overall, it's ranked in my system 1,864 out of 5,066. I currently have no position in Best Buy. It is up, however, today 14.5%. Well, you know what? That's kind of a barometer, right? Isn't that not a barometer of the strength of the consumer? Well, before we get to my big winners, let's get a few soggy stocks out of the way. Soggy potato and carrot stock, Campbell Soup. Now, there's been another one without any growth over the years. Pays a big dividend. I'm sure they love it at the big wirehouse firms. It pays a 4% dividend yield. And I'll bet driving by that Camden, New Jersey plant, there's some good smells coming out of Campbell Soup there, especially the Campbell Chunky. But you know what? It's a $10 billion company. It's behind the times. Stock up 8.9%. Okay, big winners today. Palo Alto Networks. At least it was. We'll see if it hasn't faded by now. Planet Fitness, CoStar Group. And we already talked about lows and some big losers today. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. The market has taken a market move downwards. The Dow down 158. The NASDAQ now down 60 as Michael Cohen spilling the beans on what he knows about Mr. Trump. You've also got Fed Chairman Powell testifying before Congress, second day two of that. He's being grilled by Maxine Waters right now. And lastly, you've got President Trump. Not lastly, we've got one more. President Trump in Hanoi meeting with the Premier of North Korea. And lastly, you've got India and Pakistan going at it with two jets shot down overnight. And that has got the market's worked up a little bit here today. Doesn't have Palo Alto Networks worked up. Now, here's a bad move by one firm. Yesterday, before Palo Alto reported earnings, Northland Securities downgraded Palo Alto Networks from an outperform to a market perform ahead of earnings. All right. They stepped to the Palo Alto sidelines before the earnings report. Well, the earnings report was pretty much a blowout report. Palo Alto Networks, PANW, which I own in my ultra growth portfolio, beat earnings by 29 cents, and they beat revenues by $29 million. The shares were up as much as 11 or 12% last night. Right now, they're up $20 per share. That's an 8.2% move on huge volume, nine times normal volume, up to $254.96. That's a new all-time high for the stock. It's a $24 billion market cap company out of Santa Clara, California, not in Palo Alto. I'm sure the technology comes from Palo Alto. What do they do for a living? They provide network security infrastructure products for enterprises, service providers, and government entities. In other words, cybersecurity, which is a very big business that's just continual cat and mouse game between the hackers and the security companies. It goes back and forth. It will not end ever. Palo Alto Networks earnings were up 44% year over year. Their sales were up 30% year over year. Now, that's what I'm talking about, Campbell Soup. Not your thick and chunky earnings that you reported, that you continued to report for years. You're a soggy old stock, stodgy old growth giant of yesteryears, whereas Palo Alto Networks I consider to be a best stock now. You know, 20 years ago, cybersecurity was not a big deal. There were very few other than, I guess, the military and the big boxes and whatnot. Now cybersecurity, there's many cybersecurity. In fact, there's a whole ETF called HACK, Hack Attack. It's H-A-C-K, made up of cybersecurity stocks, and it's done very well. Well, let's take a look at how Palo Alto, PANW, has treated its shareholders over the years. Actually, about the same as Lowe's over the last 5 years, maybe a little better than Lowe's here. Palo Alto, 27% per year. There is no dividend yield here. When they start paying a dividend yield, it's probably time to sell the stock, right? If they get that big, you know, that's kind of the fate of Oracle and Cisco and some of the others that have become so big they can't grow much anymore, and they start paying a dividend yield. Then they become a growth and income stock. Over the last 5 years, Palo Alto, 27% per year. The market, 7.3, almost quadruple the returns of the market over the last three. And by the way, while Palo Alto has been delivering those returns to investors over the last 5 years, on average, PANW earnings have been growing by 77% per year. Well, it's not a cheap stock. You're not going to buy this stock at 12 times earnings. You know, if you want that, go out and buy Office Depot right now. Office Depot's got a P.E. ratio of 9, okay? But their sales growth is 3%, single digits. If you want to buy a low P.E. stock, buy Campbell Soup. P.E. ratio is 13, all right? Growth rate, 5%. Well, when I do my math and come up with the 5-year valuation on Palo Alto, I take next year's earnings estimates. The company's consensus growth rate is 23.4% per year going forward. Extrapolate those earnings out over the next 5 years. Apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, you think is appropriate. Maybe it's been the average of stocks, software stocks in that industry over the years. I come up with a $405 target price. Palo Alto Networks is currently trading at 254. I got to believe my target price is going to go higher. And it's been a top performer. It's delivered a lot of alpha. Therefore, when you combine those characteristics of relative strength and still some valuation in there, I come up with a stock that is currently ranked number 126 out of 5,066. Well, that certainly narrows down the hunt every day, doesn't it? You can go through and look at 5,066 stocks today, or you can look at the top 300 or 400 ranked by my Best Stocks Now app on a daily basis. That really helps. It really narrows down the search. Palo Alto has consistently been one of the top-ranked stocks in my app for quite some time. And again, it is one that I own currently in my ultra growth portfolio, which currently has about 22 stocks in it and is having a very good year so far. How about FedEx? They're going to try their same-day robot. That's right. You'll open your door and there will be a robot lowering down the pizza on your doorstep. It'll be all paid for, and the robot will get back into its whatever vehicle and deliver another robot. And, of course, Amazon packages. They right now, FedEx is partnering with Walmart, Pizza Hut, AutoZone, and Target in testing their robot for deliveries. This is that last mile. They're battery-powered robots. I've talked about this before. They look like ice coolers on wheels with top speed of 10 miles per hour. What if they run over a little kid on a bike with training wheels? I don't know. It just seems to me like there's still a lot of issues here going on. Of course, FedEx is headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee, the pride of Memphis, and they will be testing those robots. Look out in Memphis for robots carrying pizzas. TJ Maxx, been a pretty good stock over the years. Another bellwether, which just shows the strength or lack thereof of the consumer. TJ Maxx puts in a pretty good earnings report. They beat on revenues, an S&P 500 stock. We're getting quite a few companies this week reporting from the S&P 500. I want to say about 45, and that just about wraps it up. By the end of the week, we should have even a better look into the earnings expectations for this year and the earnings expectations for next year. Why is that so important? Well, because earnings have been going up for the last 9 years of the S&P. We're talking about the aggregate S&P 500 earnings. What happens when earnings go up? The indexes follow. Just like the redfish chase menhadens and mullets and shrimp, stocks and indexes chase and follow earnings. And as long as earnings are rising, stocks and indexes are going to go higher. But when they top out like they did in 2007 and start to recede, that means the market is about to recede. And of course, earnings collapsed in 2009. They finally bottomed out in 2009 after the market went down 53% following earnings down the drain. And then earnings started to turn around and they've been growing ever since. That's why it's so important, so vitally important to keep your eye on earnings estimates for this year, earnings expectations, in other words, and also earnings expectations for next year. I update those every week in my newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Well, now that Wedbush, or now that Palo Alto has reported and Northland told everybody to step to the sidelines beforehand, now Wedbush is raising it to an outperform after they reported earnings. Well, that's no help. I needed someone that raised it yesterday before they reported earnings. Nobody coming forward with that. We got another big winner. Two more when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A lot of turmoil, back and forth going on around the world today and in Congress with Michael Cohen testifying. You've got President Trump in North Korea, in Hanoi, talking to the North Korean leader. You have, I believe, Lighthizer is also testifying today about the progress or lack thereof in the China-U.S. talks. And you've got Jerome Powell being grilled before Congress, day two of that. And you've got all these earnings reports coming in. Today is a very busy day. I spent a couple hours this morning going through these earnings reports. Let me get a few out of the way, and then we'll do one more featured stock of the day. You've got Stephen Madden missing by 4 cents. The symbol is SHU. I've watched that stock over the years. You know what? It's dicey. 6% growth over the last 5 years. Not one I'm interested in. Papa John's, how are they doing here today? Pizza, they are up a little bit. After they're up 4.3%. Of course, they were caught up in a big controversy with their CEO, and the NFL dropped them as a sponsor, and these kinds of things going on there at the Papa John's. Neo continues. I finally added Neo to my app today. NIO, that's Tesla's kind of, or a Chinese version, a little bit of Tesla. It was featured on 60 Minutes over the weekend. They sell electric vehicles and battery charging systems. A lot more competition coming along for Tesla, who had a head start on all of this. But NIO, determined to be a very major player. It's now a $10 billion company. NIO is down 3.6% today. We've also got Autodesk introducing artificial intelligence software for the construction industry. American Tower beats by 25 cents. That's the company that leases out cell towers. Tilray, the blue chip of cannabis stocks, it and Canopy Growth, they ink a cannabis hemp extraction contract with Valens Grow Works to get 15,000 kilograms of dried cannabis and hemp per year into crude distillate or other cannabis oil derivatives. Let's check in on Tilray today. Tilray is flat. Tilray's been flat for quite some time here since the beginning of the year. I have no coverage, no ownership in Tilray. One that used to be in the news a lot, it was a hyped stock. Energous was the one that was supposedly going to come up with wireless charging for the iPhone, where you just plugged in a little device in your wall, you could set your iPhone anywhere in the house, and it would be charged by, it never came to pass, but I remember this stock ran up to $33 a share on all of this hype symbol WATT. Well, today it's $6 a share. Be careful of hyped stocks is the bottom line there. One more, and then, Weight Watchers getting slaughtered today. It's getting trimmed. It's down 25%. That's got to be hitting Oprah Winfrey in the pocketbook. And Planet Fitness, that's the one I just featured it the other day. Planet Fitness had a good earnings report, decent earnings report. The stock up 5.2% today. This is another one that I own. I consider this a small, mid-cap, aggressive, ultra-growth type of stock. You're not going to put this in a big dividend-paying portfolio. That's part of the job that I have here at Gunderson Capital and my team. I got a good compliment on my team yesterday. I was talking to someone who opened an account with us recently, and he just was raving about Bart. And what a great job Bart did. He didn't say anything about me. He left me out, but Bart did a great job. Bart. That's all I hear, Bart, this guy. Who is this guy? Well, maybe you want to talk to Bart. Forget Gunderson. But Bart goes through. Bart's a planner. Bart can talk to you. Bart can talk you down off the cliff. He can get you on the right path if you've been on the wrong path. If you've got a portfolio full of cannabis stocks and Bitcoin and this kind of a thing, might be good to have a conversation with Bart. Of course, we have an 800 number nationwide, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Then Bart then relays the info to me, and then we go to work together along with you and figure out what would be best for you, given your unique, everybody has a unique situation. So a Planet Fitness, it's for a younger growth, ultra growth, maximum type of growth investor. It's a young company. It's a $6 billion market cap company headquartered in the fitness capital of the world, Hampton, New Hampshire. Well, I don't know about that. But look at the chart of this thing. Over the last couple of years, it's been a pretty good IPO, $12 a share. You're hitting 60 today. You're hitting a new all-time high. Where did you hear about it? I featured it just a few days ago, I want to say, here on my Best Stock Now radio show. I have 88% upside potential still in the stock. Good report today. Not a recommendation. It's just an example of how I try to find the companies of today, the growth engines of today. Planet Fitness has been growing by 35% per year. Hey, have a conversation with Bart. Bart has had a long experience there, trained by Fidelity. Was it Fidelity? Yeah, Fidelity. He's got a lot of letters after his name. And they're not junior. They're all of these designations, CFP, etc. 855-611-BEST. Now, if you just want to get a flavor for my style of management and how deep into the markets I really am on a daily basis, start off with the newsletter. The newsletter goes out every Saturday morning. It comes from GundersonCapital.com. No Scottsdale trip. We're headed to Dallas instead. April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I'll have an exact location for you soon. But those appointments will fill up. You can talk to Bill and Bart, Billy Barty, on that trip. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.